This show is supported by State Farm. You have insurance for your home, your health, and your car. Why don't you have insurance for your small business? So many small business owners think they don't need or don't even know about small business insurance. Protecting a source of revenue is one thing, but so is protecting all of your hard work and your team members. State Farm agents are all small business owners too, so they know how to help small business owners choose personalized policies that fit their budgets. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Sense, Hertz, and Home Advisor. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you with your fall home improvement project. Winter is on the way. Before it gets super cold, before you get locked inside, what projects would you like to get done inside or outside your house? Give us a call. We will help you do just that. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up this hour, winter heating costs are also good at sending a chill down your spine, even when your house is warm. We're going to have some tips for spending less money on your heating system.
And if your concrete walks and driveways are looking a little worn, now is actually a great time to restore those surfaces before the snow and ice starts to happen, because, you know, it is going to be winter sooner than you think. We're going to share an easy solution that you can do yourself in just a weekend. And we try to help you keep your projects together on the Money Pit. And today, we've got a giveaway that does that as well.
That's right. We're giving away a set of four Jorgensen steel bar clamps worth $140. These are perfect for clamping all sorts of home projects. So if you'd like to win that set, give us a call right now at 888-MONEYPIT. We will toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat, and that set of four clamps is going out to one lucky listener at the end of today's program. So let's get to it. That number again, 888-666-3974. Leslie, who's first?
Heading over to Delaware, where Rosalind is on the line about a marble question. What's going on?
Yes, I'm Gary. I'm Rosalind's husband.
Oh, hi, Gary.
Yes. Hi, Gary. How can we help you?
Yes, we have a question. We bought a marble table, and we didn't know that it needed to be sealed. How do we go about doing that?
Gary, are you calling because you've stained it, and now you're sort of stuck and want to, like, work backwards, or you're just preemptively doing some work?
We had stained it. We got the stain out, but we didn't know that it needed to be sealed.
And is it a new marble table, or is it sort of like an older piece that's maybe lost its surface finish over time?
No, it's new.
Brand new. So now, there's a couple of different kinds. You may have a honed piece of marble, which doesn't have any polish on it at all, and it's meant to sort of have that, like, chalky, unfinished look to it. And then there's a more high polished finish that looks like it has a glaze to it where it's like shiny. Now there's a couple of different ways to achieve that. There are professional products that you can get at your local, you know, a place where you might get granite or marble countertops, and they have a sealant. Sometimes it's better if they do it. I know when you have marble or granite countertops, they should be reapplying that glaze every 3 to 5 years. If it's a lighter color, it should be more often. But with a piece like that, you might be able to just get away with some marble polish, which will give you a shine and give you a bit of a more protective surface on there. But there really doesn't seem to be a homeowner type of glaze that you can get to apply, because it is truly like a mixed different bunch of parts that are meant to be applied, you know, very systematically, very carefully.
Okay, so now I can get that at a local home goods store or something like that?
Yeah, I would definitely get a marble polish and, you know, follow the directions and apply that, you know, exactly the way you're told. And that'll give you a nice sheen on it and make it much more durable. If you want something that's much more shiny and really meant to coat and protect the surface, I would head on over to, you know, a local vendor near you that does marble and granite countertops and ask them for a product. They might have something that's DIY, or they might be willing to take the piece and coat it for you. You know, since it's a small table, it shouldn't be much of a charge.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
All right. Thank you.
I love that Rosalind's putting up her husband, Gary, to make the call.
Get on the phone, Gary.
She's like, talk to these people because you're going to have to fix this.
All right, now we're heading out to Hawaii, the most beautiful place in the world, with Ross. What can we do for you today?
Thank you for saying this. I had a question for you guys about countertops. What can you recommend that does not require treatment every 6 months or a year, like granite? Or I know silestone's supposed to be good, but what can you recommend in the natural stone arena?
Well, silestone is quartz, and quartz is not as absorbent as granite, and that's why it needs a little bit less care. Concrete tops are gaining in popularity, but again, all of those stone-based products do need more maintenance and more care than something like a basic solid surfacing material that is designed to look like stone. So if you want to use the natural products, you're going to have to buy into some of that maintenance. And I think if you are definitely committed to natural, I would look at quartz over granite.
And that would include silestone?
Yeah, that's a type of quartz.
Does that require maintenance?
Yep, they all require maintenance. So you're not going to get something that's completely maintenance-free. But I think it requires less maintenance than granite because it's not quite as absorbent. A little more forgiving to those tomato sauce and coffee stains.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate that very much.
All right, Ross, good luck with that project.
All right, next up, we've got Georgia calling from Pennsylvania. What's going on, Georgia? How can we help you?
Well, hi, Leslie. I have a problem. We have a stone home that actually my dad had built in the 50s,
okay.
Solid stone. And we have a window in a bedroom that the bedroom is actually over a crawl space. And the window had been leaking water around it, and I don't know for how long. But we just had it wrapped like last year, thinking that would take care of the musty smell that we have, but it hasn't. And we can't, you know, we don't know if we have to rip out the walls, or the hardwood floors, if there, you know, if there's mold in there, you know, any suggestions that, so we don't have to go through all that.
Is the home occupied all the time, or is it like a vacation home?
No, it's our home.
It's your home, okay.
And is the smell just coming from the basement, or is it coming from the room where you had the leak? Or the crawl space, rather.
Maybe a combination of both. I don't know. We haven't actually crawled into the crawl space to see, but it smells like it's coming from the walls.
Is the crawl space accessible, Georgia? Is there room to get in there?
Yeah.
Okay, when you go in the crawl space, is it just like a sand floor, like a dirt floor?
Yeah, dirt.
Do you have any kind of vapor barrier in there? Do you have any kind of plastic down over the floor?
We do not.
Okay.
That's something we were going to do, but we haven't gotten around to it yet.
Yeah. Well, a couple of things come to mind. First of all, this may be obvious, but I want to make sure that there's no like animal that got in there that died and is now that source of the smell in the crawl space. Secondly, I do think you need to get in that crawl space and you need to lay down very heavy visqueen or plastic sheeting with as few seams as possible. If you're going to overlap it, overlap like 4 feet of it, you know, so you really trap the moisture under that floor. Because right now, all the humidity in the soil is just evaporating right up into the house. And if you put a vapor barrier down, you're going to change that a lot. The third thing that you could do is you could have in the crawl space vents, which I'm hoping it has, you could have a fan installed into those vents that works on the humidistat so that whenever it gets very damp and humid in the crawl space, whatever, when the percent humidity is sort of reached, that fan will kick on and draw some drier air from the outside through that space. Those steps will help reduce the volume of moisture that's in that crawl space. And coupled with that would be just some basic maintenance to your outside grading and drainage, making sure you have gutters that are clean and free-flowing and downspouts that are extended, and also make sure that the soil, where possible, slopes away from the wall. You have to take steps to reduce the humidity and just doing those few things will have a major impact on it.
So you don't think that we have to worry about the like mold in the walls or anything like that that we have to deal with?
I don't know, but I want you to do all these basic things first. These are basic, easy, inexpensive things that almost always lead to very significant moisture problems inside a house. So let's take care of the simple things first before we start tearing walls open.
Well, it works for me.
All right, Georgia? All right.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right here at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor, the fast and easy way to find the best home service pros in your area. You can read reviews and book appointments online. Hey, coming up, you know, winter heating costs are also good at sending a chill down your spine. It's not just the weather, and it can give you those chills even when the house is warm. we're going to have some tips for spending less on heating in today's energy saving tip presented by Sense Smart Home Energy Monitor next.
You live in a money pit.
This show is supported by State Farm. Insurance is a part of any solid financial plan. Making sure you have the important things in life covered is one of the best ways to give yourself a little breathing room when things go awry. It's important to protect not only your business, but yourself as a business owner and all current and future team members. State Farm agents know what it takes to run and protect a small business because State Farm agents are all small business owners and they live and work in your community. So they're deeply attuned to what's happening with other small businesses in your market. If you have a small business and are interested in making sure you're protected, reach out to your local State Farm agent to learn more about what you need. They'll help you find the right policy at the right price for your business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. You can find top-rated home service pros and book appointments online, all for free.
We help you keep your projects together on the Money Pit. And today we've got a giveaway that does that too. We've got four Jorgensen steel bar clamps. That package is worth $140. Now, this is my favorite clamp. And I know you're all laughing at me because who has a favorite clamp? Well, I do
does.
Because I do a lot of clamping and a lot of projects. And I got to tell you, when it comes time to keep some stuff together while it's drying or while I'm assembling it, these come in super handy. I love the fact that they have a fast acting sliding head and an easy to grip handle because, you know, you need more hands all the time when you're doing big projects. And this pretty much becomes that extra set of hands. It's very strong. They pack 80,000 pounds per square inch of tensile strength. So that really can clamp anything together you need. And it's got a clutch design that basically allows that sliding head to hold securely at any point along the bar. So if you're clamping something that's small or large, you can use the same clamp, and that just makes the job go easier. If you want to check them out, go to ponyjorgensen.com. You can view the entire Pony Jorgensen product line right there. And that Jorgensen steel bar clamp package is worth $140. And it's going out to one listener drawing at random. Make that you. Call us now at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Peter in Alaska, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you?
Well, I'm having trouble with my soil stack on my house, the main vent going out. In the wintertime, it freezes solid, and I don't know what to do about it.
Let's see. Tell me about the structure of your house. So the soil vent goes from your bathroom up through your attic into through the roof and out?
Correct. And it's a two-story house. It's very well insulated. I have R32 walls and R83 ceiling. And I have double walls in my house, and the attic is vented along the ridge, and it also has gable vents.
And is it freezing over it across the top of the vent?
No, it's down a little bit, and my vent is up high. I got it about 4 feet down from the peak of the roof, and it stands about 4 foot up from the roof.
I wonder if you were to insulate that soil pipe, whether it would be warm enough to prevent the freezing from forming down deep in it, if you were to insulate it right up to the point where it exits the roof.
I thought about that. I did that for our vent that's over the stove because I thought of the heat going up through there might condensate with the cold metal. So I did insulate that. So I was thinking maybe that would work. I don't know.
Yeah, I that's a really easy thing to do. I would definitely think about giving that a shot because, you know, the moisture that's getting out there is obviously a lot of water vapor. And if we can keep that pipe from freezing, the less chance you're going to have to get that ice buildup. And then probably what happens is you get gurgly pipes because you're not getting any air out of it. Things don't flush right and all that.
Exactly. Yeah, we're concerned about it. And everything's heated. You know, our toilets are hot water.
I would try that. I would insulate it. It's a very easy thing to do, and you've already got a terrifically insulated house, so why not just extend it up the other side of the roof?
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. I'll try that.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, almost a third of energy consumption at home goes to heating and cooling it. So it's no surprise that a vast number of those of you that call our show are always looking for ways to get those costs down. We've got ideas to do just that in today's energy saving tip presented by Sense Smart Home Energy Monitors, which are available at GetSense.com.
Now, the fact of the matter is the simplest solutions are often the first to be overlooked. And here are some very easy ways to reduce energy costs. And I got to say, it's amazing how many homeowners don't even have the basics right, like insulation. I'm always somewhat amused by folks that call us, Leslie, and they ask about installing a wind generator or something other that's equally complicated because they want to reduce energy costs.
It's the biggest fix before going small.
Right. But, I mean, you talk about insulation and they have no idea how much they really have.
Yeah, definitely. And making smart decisions about your home's insulation as well as your heating, ventilating, and air conditioning, that's your HVAC system, guys, can definitely have a big effect on your utility bills and your level of comfort. So first of all, you've got to check and improve your attic insulation. Now, the attic insulation really is key to reducing both those heating and the cooling costs. And for most states, you've got to have around 15 to 18 inches of good insulation. And if you're not sure how much insulation you have, just grab a tape measure, head up to the attic, be careful where you step, and measure that insulation. If you don't have enough, you can add to it. Now, next, you've got to tune up your HVAC system annually. So just as you tune up your car, that improves your gas mileage, a yearly tune-up of your heating and cooling system can actually improve its efficiency and your comfort.
Now, next, let's talk about thermostats. A programmable thermostat can save you about $180 every year in energy costs. And the newer Wi-Fi-enabled models like Nest and others, they have additional features. And one of my favorite is the ability to switch to a vacant house mode. So if there's no movement detected near the thermostat, basically it goes into sort of that nobody's home mode and doesn't have to heat the house nearly as much. You also want to be sure to seal your heating and cooling ducts. Ducts that move air to and from the forced air furnace and the central air conditioner or the heat pump are often big energy wasters. So sealing and insulating those ducts can improve the efficiency of your heating and cooling system by as much as like 20% and sometimes a lot more.
Yeah. Now it's also important to make sure that you replace those filters regularly. You've got to make sure that you replace your furnace's air filter before the heating season begins and also monthly thereafter. Now a dirty filter is going to reduce that airflow, which makes your system work harder to deliver air to the registers. And you've got to make sure that you insulate your water heater. Now, those water heaters are going to lose heat through the outer shells. I mean, that's just going to happen anyway. So if you install a water heater jacket, it's simple, it's inexpensive, and it keeps the heat from escaping. Also, turn down your water heater's temperature setting to a safe but efficient 110 degrees instead, because you've got potential for scalding. I mean, 140 degrees are what most water heaters are set at, which is just way too high. And if you've got kids or, you know, senior citizens in the house, they're not going to be able to adjust that heat, that water temperature as quickly, and they really could get burned. Now, if you've got an electric water heater, you can also cut the cost of running it in half by installing a timer.
Now, if your heating equipment is just not working well or needs to be upgraded, you want to consider replacing it with a unit that's earned the Energy Star rating. That's important because that means the new equipment has advanced technology to deliver higher efficiency and the best energy savings possible. And that's today's energy saving tip presented by Sense Smart Home Energy Monitor. Learn more at GetSense.com. I have Sense. I love it because it really is the single best way to save energy at my home. You can check out the video and learn how the Sense Home Energy Monitor works at GetSense.com. That's GetSense.com.
Erica in Louisiana, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I'm calling about a concrete slab house that is completely built with cinder blocks with the exception of the upstairs portion of the house. I have some cracks that are starting, and I live in Louisiana, and sometimes, you know, we have a lot of rain, but the cracks also have galvanized piping that has to go through them, I guess, the conduit. They have to, that's in order to go into the concrete wall. And I think that that's what started the cracking in the beginning. But the house was built in the 1940s.
Well, there's probably a lot more than just the pipe going through the wall to start the cracks. I mean, a house that's built in the 1940s is going to have a lot of movement over the year. The thing is, as you mentioned, with all the water and the driving rain, you just want to seal that out. As much as you can do to keep that rain out, it's going to help preserve and protect those walls. So in your case, if the crack is sort of from a hairline to a quarter of an inch, I would be using a masonry sealant, a masonry caulking compound. Quickcrete has a big one, a good one that works well. You want to make sure whatever sealant you use is paintable. So if you use something like silicone, you wouldn't be able to paint it. But use a good paintable caulk. It's designed for masonry, and just stay on top of those cracks by filling them in with caulk whenever they tend to show up. Now, if you get a lot of cracks and it's an active ongoing problem, then in that case, you have to have the house looked at by an inspector or a structural expert to make sure there's not a deeper issue going on. But if you're just trying to maintain the few cracks that show up in the 70 plus years since that house was built, caulk is all you really need.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Erica. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Hey, if your concrete walks and driveways are looking worn, you know, now really is a good time to restore those surfaces, and you want to do it before that snow and ice starts to happen, which is only going to make matters worse. We're going to share an easy DIY way to do just that next. Everyone should know that drinking water is important to staying hydrated and healthy. Having safe, clean water is the last thing you want to worry about, but unfortunately, according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in America have harmful contaminants right in its tap water.
That's why we are thrilled to be working with AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers use a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers work with no installation or plumbing. It removes 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters and is specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS in your water supply. And they have water purifiers to fit every type of home, from installation-free countertop purifiers to higher capacity under-sink options. They even have a Wi-Fi connected purifier and mineral boost options.
And its proprietary purification technology is independently tested by IAPMO to NSF and ANSI standards to remove over 80 of the most harmful contaminants, including chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, PFAS known as forever chemicals, nitrate, and many more. I can truly taste the difference when I compare it with my old water filter. AquaTrue saves you money also. Just one set of filters from their classic purifier makes the equivalent of 4,500 bottles of water. That's less than 3 cents a bottle. Plus, you'll save the environment from tons of plastic waste.
AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and even makes a great gift. And today, MoneyPit listeners can receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com. That's AquaTrue.com and enter code MONEYPIT at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use promo code MONEYPIT. MONEYPIT.
MoneyPit is presented by HomeAdvisor.com. You'll never have to worry about overpaying for a job. Just use their true cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. Then get matched to top-rated pros, read reviews, get quotes, and book appointments. All for free at HomeAdvisor.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, if your concrete patio, driveway, or walks are looking old and worn, you might not think that there's a lot you can do short of replacement to make them look better.
Well, today there's a new product on the market that can easily renew those old surfaces. It's called Recap Concrete Resurfacer. With us to talk about that is Austin Buschatz, an expert with Quikrete. Welcome, Austin.
I appreciate it, guys. Glad to be on the show.
I got a chance to see this Recap product demonstrated before it was available to the public. And I'm going to tell you, I was blown away. What I saw, Leslie, was an application of Recap. And then they basically do their best. It was put on over old concrete. And then the engineers, you know, they glue these discs to it and they start to pull it apart. The disc is like, has like this super duper epoxy that's stuck to the Recap, and they try to pull the Recap off of the old concrete surface. And what I saw was not only did it not pull off the surface, when it finally separated, it pulled out chunks of stone from the old concrete surfaces and actually took the old surface with it on the way out. That's how well this product adheres to those old surfaces. And that provides all sorts of opportunities
for folks that are looking at worn out concrete around your house. I mean, the idea of like the salt damage that's done in the Northeast when people come home with all that salt and it drips off their cars onto their concrete driveways and they use rock salt by mistake on the concrete sidewalks and leaves all those holes. This product could solve all that and never come off.
You explained it 100% correct. And what we've done really, people may know that we had a concrete resurfacer out there previously, but we went to our market and talked with our consumers and really asked them what they were looking for. How can we help you make your patios, your driveways better? And what they really came back with us is they want something that adheres and it's going to be a permanent wear surface as well as workability. And you'll find both of these in this new recap product.
Well, Austin, I think that's always been the problem. I mean, you've always heard that, you know, new concrete's not going to stick to old. You've got to use something to sort of, you know, bridge the two together, whether that's, you know, some sort of metal or some other structure. It's never just been apply one thing to the other. So this is huge.
Oh, it absolutely is. And it's a cost-saving measure for DIY or homeowners as well, not having to go out there and buy some sort of bonding agent or bonding adhesive. The polymers that are in the material are already pre-blended in. So all you do is really add water and you're applying the material.
And you can simply squeegee this or trowel it on or even brush it on. And one bag of this covers about 20 square feet at a quarter inch thick. So that's like a 90 square feet as a skim coat. That's a lot, right?
There is a lot of room to go with this material. One thing I will mention, though, before we get into actual application is the surface preparation with this material. Because there is no bonding agent going on to the actual surface of the existing concrete, you want to make sure to use at least a 3,500 PSI pressure washer. Get that concrete surface good and clean, get all that debris off of there, give it a good surface to bond to.
So what do you do? Just pressure wash it and that's enough? It doesn't, and make sure you don't have any moss or mildew and that sort of thing on it?
No, additionally, you're going to want to as well. You're going to want to make sure that there's no deep pits or spalls in that concrete surface. So you're going to want to mix recap material to a trowelable consistency, level out that concrete surface, as well as keeping any expansion or control joints in your existing concrete.
What if there's a crack in the concrete? Can you go over that, or at what point do you have to fill that before you cover it?
Over a quarter of an inch wide, I would recommend using an advanced polymer. Quikrete has a bunch of advanced polymer concrete repair materials I would use in that crack before going over top of it.
Well, all right. The product is called Recap, and it really is a great way to renew those old worn concrete patios or sidewalks or driveways with a permanent surface that's going to be wear resistant. If you think about it, at a tiny fraction of the cost to have to tear out all that old concrete. And Leslie, as you were saying, now you know you have a product that is not going to peel off. How many times do we hear about listeners that are using the wrong product, or they're not using a product that's designed for thin surfaces, and they put it on and it just spalls right off. It freezes and busts right off the first winter. This stuff is not going to come off.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the bond strength on this is four times stronger than your actual concrete. So what, like you were mentioning the demonstration that you saw previously, what you're going to see is the actual concrete substrate is going to crack before this material actually comes off the surface of the concrete that you're applying it down to. The material is extremely strong, and basically it's polymers that we pre-blended in the material for y'all to make sure that there's no pull-off like you've seen previously.
You know, Austin, I think everybody's always so anxious to get these projects done and then get right back to using the surfaces. So I feel like you should always err on the side of caution before you do jump back onto the surface. So what do you recommend before you can walk on, before you can drive on?
This is a great weekend project for someone that DIY or homeowner looking to do a project like this. For walk time, you're looking at about 8 hours. For a vehicle driving over it, it'll be about 24 hours time. So you could start this Saturday morning. By Sunday evening, you're having a barbecue on your patio in the back.
The product is called Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacers. Austin Buschatz, the district sales manager with Quikrete and Concrete Expert. Thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. If you'd like to learn more, go to Quikrete.com, Quikrete.com.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, what are you guys working on this weekend? Getting ready for the fall? Maybe you're starting to think about what you're going to cook for Thanksgiving and your dining room's not looking so great? Whatever it is, give us a call. We're standing by 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974.
You live in a money pit.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
The Money Pit is presented by HomeAdvisor.com. Whether it's minor repairs or major remodels, leave it to HomeAdvisor to do the work. Check out HomeAdvisor.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. You can find out what it costs to do your home project before you hire a pro and instantly book one of Home Advisor's top-rated pros for free.
And you can get the answer to your home improvement question and a great project that will help you keep it all together as well, because we've got a really fun set of clamps to give away. They're the Jorgensen Steel Bar Clamps. And Leslie, you know that when you need to clamp a project, there's nothing like not having the right tools to do that, because...
Yeah, because you don't have enough hands.
Right, there's not enough hands.
And you certainly don't have hands that pack 80,000 pounds per square inch of tensile strength. I mean, you need that sometimes to hold a project together. You know, you just simply can't do it, and that's where an excellent clamp comes in. If you check out PonyJorgensen.com, you can view the entire Pony Jorgensen product line, and we've got up for grabs a Jorgensen Steel Bar Clamp package worth $140, and that's going out to one listener drawn at random right now. So make that you. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT for your chance to win.
888-666-3974.
Michael, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have an AC coil that has an issue with it. It's positioned at an angle, air handler in my attic, and I believe this is so it would allow condensation to run down the baffles into a drain pan, but mine doesn't do that. The condensation simply drops off the baffles directly into the bottom of the air handler, not into the drain pan. Yeah, so I'm wondering if there's a spray coating or something I can add to it to make it cohesive, I mean, where the water will stick to it until it goes through the drain pan. I had the AC unit serviced last summer, and one of the technicians told me that he said the coating is worn off your baffles, and you just need to replace it.
It sounds to me like it's the kind of thing that's installed when the product is manufactured, not something that's added as an aftermarket. So is all the moisture dripping off of this as opposed to going, I mean, is most of the moisture getting to the drain pan, or is it all just sort of spilling off all over the place?
The drain pan is completely dry. It just drips directly from the baffles into the bottom of the air handler unit.
Rusting everything out, too.
It's rusting, and from the air intake down the hall, it finally built up enough where it was basically leaking.
And there's no clog of any of the drainage of this down to that pan? There's nothing that's backed up? Because very often some of that internal plumbing gets backed up.
No, it's there's nothing in the drain pan to drain out. It's completely dry. It doesn't drain down the baffles into the drain pan. It just drips directly into the bottom of the air handler. I wondered if just getting, I mean, I looked at, there's some cleaners you can go on and clean your coil with and things like that. And I suppose that may help. I don't know, but
I mean, it wouldn't hurt. But the thing is, you're not going to know until next summer.
Well, yeah. I mean, I could turn the AC down and you know, check it, you know, temporarily. But
now, it's kind of unusual. But what happens is sometimes technicians will see these same units over and over again because they're common to a particular area of the country or area of a state. And so they get accustomed to diagnosing this kind of defect over and over again. But unfortunately, I'm not aware of any type of coating that can replace what was probably put on when those blades were made originally.
Not the news I was looking for, but...
All right, well, thanks for giving it a shot.
Yep, thanks.
You got it. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Holly in Ohio on the line who's got a question about a cracked floor. What's going on?
Yes, our basement has some cracks in it. And when we get a heavy rain, the floor seems to change color. Now, we have a dehumidifier down there, and if we leave it running, it'll go away, you know, eventually. But wondering, does that mean that there's moisture coming up from the ground? Is there any way we can stop that?
So if your floor is changing color, it's getting damp, and concrete is very hydroscopic, which means it absorbs moisture very, very easily. And if the fact that this is happening, though, after heavy rains is good news because that means it's an easy fix. The moisture, even though it may appear to be sort of coming up from the ground, as you say, is really not coming up as much as it is collecting at the foundation perimeter and then pressing down and under that slab and through the wall. So the solution here is to keep moisture away from the outside walls that make up the basement. And the way you do that is twofold. Number one, the easiest and clearly the most effective way to stop water infiltration is to make sure you have a properly installed gutter system. And that means the gutters have to be there, A, they have to be clean, B, and C, the downspouts must be extended at least 4 to 6 feet away from the house if you have a condition like this. Because most of the time, when installers put in downspouts, they turn them out a few inches at the bottom, put in a concrete block, and call it a day. And all that water that shoots off the roof, and even if the gutters are clean, it's going to collect in that corner, and then it'll just soak in along the foundation. So you need to manage the exterior water and make sure it's moved away from your house. And the second thing is, if the gutter system is clean and perfect, as I've just described, then what you can do is you can regrade the foundation perimeter to make sure that the soil around it slopes away. You want to avoid, you know, any type of border that holds water against the house. And if you manage the outside water in that way, you will find a dramatic reduction or complete elimination of the stains that you're seeing now on that floor.
Oh, great. Now, how would we know how far the gutter goes out? Do you have to dig it at, you know, to find that?
Well, no, it should be visible. The downspout should come down, and you should see it turn out at an elbow at the bottom. And usually it's put on something called a splash block. But that only goes out a couple of feet.
Sometimes they are buried in the ground right next to the foundation. You'll see the downspout sort of disappear into the dirt. And then usually there's a place where it exits.
Yeah, or not, which is trouble either way. So, yeah, I'd like to see that water coming out. And I'll tell you what, if you just kind of want to prove, like sort of prove the concept, what you could do is just go to a home center, buy, you know, a bunch of 6 or 8 foot pieces of leader material, attach it to the end of those downspouts, let it lay on your grass, you know, throw a stone over the end of it so it doesn't move around, and watch it. And if you find that all of a sudden you've got a dry basement, well, you've just figured out what's going on. Now you can think about ways to make it a little bit more attractive. You know what I mean? But you could just try it by attaching those downspouts to the end of that elbow and moving that water completely away from the foundation and seeing what the result is. It's a really simple and effective experiment that I'm confident will show you what's going on with this moisture problem.
All right. Great. That sounds good.
All right, Holly. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Appreciate your help. Bye-bye.
You know, you can reach us anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Still ahead, are you opening your door to prospective home buyers this fall season? Well, we can help you make sure that your open house isn't keeping you from closing a deal with tips on the pitfalls to avoid when listing your home next.
You live in a money pit.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at the Money Pit at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by HomeAdvisor.com. Never worry about overpaying for a job. You can use the Home Advisor True Cost Guide and see what others have paid for similar projects. It's all for free at HomeAdvisor.com.
And you can also post your question like Barbara in the ad did. Barbara says, I have a fan in the over-the-stove microwave, and it does not vent to the outside. Should it be vented to the outside? And what are the possible problems if it's not? Well, it's always best to have your kitchen cooking vent fan vent to the exterior, even though they do make recirculating fans, Barbara. You're basically dumping all that moisture back into the same space that you generated it in. So not a really great idea. If your range is on an exterior wall, it really should be vented out. And especially with microwave, because I find that those microwave, built-in microwaves that are on top of the range don't seem to last nearly as long as maybe the countertop units did, because they take a lot of heat
And that does a lot of wear and tear on electronic components. So I would definitely suggest it be vented out, so at least you're venting all of that extra heat out and it's not getting to the unit itself. And if you're just going to get a new one, maybe plan for it then, because it is kind of a big project. You'd have to take the whole thing out now and cut the hole and then get it all back assembled. And there's usually a kit that matches the microwave that will help you achieve that.
Yeah, and you know what, Tyler? Now's really a good time to take care of this, because soon holidays are going to be here. You're going to be using that kitchen a lot.
Well, if you're planning to sell your house anytime soon, one of the best opportunities to get a qualified buyer happens during the open house. Now, you know, that is when you get to invite hordes of strangers to poke around at every nook and cranny of your personal space. Fortunately, Leslie has some tips on how to get your house ready for that ordeal in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
You know, I do love my open houses. I like to go to them. I mean, I feel like someday I'm going to buy another house, but in the meantime, I just like to shop and go to the open houses. And it's true. My kids, especially my little one, will be like, well, when we get this bed or when we get this piece of furniture, I'm like, no, you get your own things and you bring them to the new house. Like, he doesn't understand that. And you're so right. People are in your house and they're in every bit of your house. But it's really worth it to have that open house, because you want to make sure that your house is seen. But you've got to make sure that your house is ready to be seen, guys. Now, first of all, those buyers need to be able to envision how they are going to live in the space. They don't need to see all your stuff and think, oh my gosh, it's so crowded. How will I ever fit the things in here? So clear out the clutter. That's truly a great place to start. And you can also open up rooms by removing the larger surplus furnishings. I mean, how many times are you like, I'll just throw that chair in the corner when you don't really need it, but you've got nowhere else to put it? So just get rid of it. Now, buyers aren't going to notice if your home is spotlessly clean, but they are going to notice if it isn't. So hire a cleaning service just to give it that sparkle. Also, odors are important, because no one wants to buy a house that smells like your pets or one that was owned by somebody who's a smoker. So neutralize those odors, scrub the walls, shampoo the carpets, keep those litter boxes clean. And remember, you know, finishing touches that really make a difference, like new bath towels or a beautifully set dining table, that really does make a nice impression. And outside, trim the lawn, weed the landscaping, prune the shrubs, and once the day of the open house arrives, get out. Don't be there. You know, buyers are going to feel more comfortable. They're going to ask more questions and take more interest if you are not there. And your realtor can highlight the positive features of your home without bias. So get out. It's going to do you good.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, it's called Fall for a very good reason. If you are dreading the thought of having to rake up all those leaves around your property, we're going to have some tips and tricks to do it very, very easily and quickly on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Thanks to State Farm for supporting this show and helping our listeners protect their businesses and lives. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.